Ramble. Good morning, everybody. I'm so happy to see you guys. I've been away for a bit and I've missed you so very much.
And you're one of our hosts, Ariel.
And I'm one of your hosts, Ariel. Clearly, I've forgotten how to do this. I am joined by Rebecca.
Hi.
Hello.
I feel like that's the all of the names that you don't want.
Rebecca?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah, yeah. There's Rebecca in there.
Yeah.
And plus Becky.
The key.
And then, of course, Margaret.
Hello. You nailed it right on the head. I do not like being called Margaret. Well, I guess if you say it with a British accent, then I won't.
Margaret.
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 I guess it's a little softer.
I'm just on fire today with all the things that you guys don't want to be called.
I want to elongate your name in some way.
I know.
I do that with Bowie. I call him Bosif.
Bosif. Arielicious.
Yeah.
Oh.
That is your formal name now.
That's my formal name.
Yeah. That right. is your formal name
you
now.
You can only use it in formal situations.
Palmer.
Actually, I like it with the full name, Arielicious Fulmer. Mm-hmm. It's almost like Maximilian.
Yes.
Arielicious.
Ooh, Maximilian. Mm-hmm. Bold name.
Yeah. Bold. Super bold. Well, we were just talking about setting ourselves on fire. Yes. Maggie has set herself on fire before. I recently set myself on fire. Becky has not.
Shh, only food, man. Only food. Never myself.
Wow.
Bummer.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously missing out there.
Hair's getting longer. Maybe it'll pop in a candle one day.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
That bleach will certainly go.
Is that right?
I don't know. I assume.
Because it's like drier?
Oh, yeah.
So if somebody has really like just luscious, oily hair, it won't light on fire as easily?
Maybe it will light on more fire because it's oily.
Oil?
Could be more flammable.
Could be more flammable. Speaking of Google, we have a Gmail and we've got some audience cues to answer. It's been a while since we've dedicated some time to the audience cues. Guys, at the end of this email that Rainey's compiled for us, we have a follow-up.
What?
I think we got to address the honk in the room.
Okay.
Honk. Do you remember our good friend Honk? They were like 12.
Oh, yes. Remind us what happened with Honk.
It was just the two girlfriends.
Who both liked the same person?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But he was like, one of Honk's friends came over and was like, Honk likes your other friend, but Honk was dating someone at the time, and it was like very awkward.
That sounds, yeah.
It was a classic Honk move.
Drop him.
Honk. Okay, we have an update. They dropped him. He's gone. He's out of their life. They grew closer with each other and probably couldn't get through the year without each other. They are going to use this whole next semester to only be about them. Honk is gone. And we were right. She did write Honk. It wasn't a typo. His nickname is Honk.
That's hilarious.
His name is car related, so we call him Honk in front of people. And then an update for Ariel. She's in seventh grade and doing algebra, not calculus.
Got it.
She's 12.
She's 12.
She is 12.
Just so you know.
I do love algebra.
Love, 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 love to hear it. Glad Honk is gone.
And yeah, make this semester about yourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Take love some that. New time.
You know, especially when you're in those like 12, 13, 14 ages, I feel like those were the best years for girlfriends, you know, because you're really like figuring out who you are and like sexuality starts to come into play. Mm-hmm. And so like being able to talk to your girlfriends and having like really close girlfriends, that's a really important time.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Audience questions. What to do with a bad teacher?
We were just talking about teachers.
Talking about teachers.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh. Becky was bullied by a teacher.
I was bullied.
Yes. Okay, here we go. Hello, Tri Partners. First, I just wanted to say, as a person in high school, I love your podcast. It's a go-to thing to listen to when studying. This year, I've been taking physics, which everyone told me would be super easy. What they forgot to mention.
What kind of nerd friends are telling you that physics is
I know,
easy?
Physics is hard.
You don't like walk around seeing a bunch of physicists everywhere.
Like,
Yes. Yeah.
There's a reason why physicists are super nerdy.
Yes.
My brother-in-law is a physicist.
Dang. Brian is very smart. What they forgot to mention is that our teacher does not know how to teach the subject.
Ouch. Yikes.
He's a very nice man who is clearly very passionate about what he teaches, but oh my goodness, I never understand what is going on. And let me tell you, I've been working hard to keep up. Mm-hmm. I have four notebooks full of questions and notes. I do the homework twice, pay extra attention in class, and even go to him in my free periods for help. Mm-hmm. Yet I understand zilch of what he's trying to teach me. He also uses a lot of math, which is like 2 years above my grade level, but whatever. Mm-hmm. It's gotten to the point where I am now watching hours worth of videos from the internet just to stay afloat. And I'm not the only one struggling. I want to have a conversation with him about my struggles, but I'm not sure how to word it without saying, "Hi, I think you suck at teaching this. Please change everything about how you explain that. Also, I don't want to start crying because I will cry over the smallest bit of conflict. If you have any wisdom, please help me out. Much love and admiration, Ava."
Ugh. Ava. That's tough.
That is so hard.
What do you guys think? Because I have some thoughts, but I don't want to steamroll.
Gosh, we've all had our fair share of bad teachers, I mm-hmm. feel. Mm-hmm. But if you are dedicating hours on end on like YouTube and the internet to try and teach yourself, and I feel like that's not sustainable. Like maybe like I remember maybe YouTubing or Googling like a couple of things here and there, but if it's entire lessons, mm-hmm. I would see if you could get maybe another friend in the class with you to go with you as like support mm-hmm. to try and approach the teacher. And like, I would write down what you want to say in the beginning, just mm-hmm. so you, and you can just like have just a spit draft, which is basically you write everything you feel. And then obviously you can edit it down and come up with what you want to say more articulately. What do you guys think?
I think she should switch classes.
Yeah.
Can it be that hard to switch a class? Like you can go. I mean, I guess I never switched a class, but yeah. I've like dropped a class before and picked up a different one. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, can't you just go to like your, isn't that what guidance counselors are for? Are you supposed to talk to them about your struggles? Yeah. Cause I would say he sounds like, I'm hearing conflicting things. Cause I'm hearing that he doesn't know how to teach, which he just might not be teaching the way that your brain learns,
exactly.
which is there mm-hmm. are differences. But also, if you're doing all this extra work outside of it and you're still not understanding it, I don't think the fault is completely on the teacher. Mm-hmm. I think maybe the subject matter is above
yeah.
what you maybe think you can be doing. And if there's a way to either switch teachers mm-hmm. or drop down to a different level, if they have a different level. Mm-hmm. To give that a go.
Yeah.
That's what I would probably do.
That's exactly where my brain went, is that physics is really freaking hard. Mm-hmm. Physics is really, really hard. Like I had a great teacher for physics in high school and I still didn't understand it. Mm. And what you're saying about the math is 100% correct, because there is so much calculus mm-hmm. in physics. Mm-hmm. And at the school that I went to, they made us take calculus and physics at the same time. Mm-hmm. And the teachers actually talked to each other about like the different things that we were learning in the mm-hmm. different classes, so that we didn't get ahead in one with the math that we hadn't learned in the other class yet.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And so I know it's hard to hear, but I don't think it's 100% on your teacher. It's just a really hard thing to teach mm-hmm. and to understand. And mm-hmm. especially if the math, if like, you're not at the level of math, because the math is hard. Mm-hmm. It's really, really hard. And I would say like, absolutely talk to your teacher about it, but I wouldn't go in with the, you know, like you can't do, like you can't teach this, mm-hmm. you know, cause mm-hmm. nobody wants to hear that. I would go in with the, you know, just with the understanding of like, this is a really difficult class and I'm not like catching what you're throwing, you know, mm-hmm. like I need a little bit more help here, you know, and you could also, yes, go with multiple people mm-hmm. and kind of think about what you're going to say and talk to the teacher and say, we are struggling as a unit and maybe we need to go a little bit slower. Maybe we need to like, do some other exercises that are like more visual and less like verbal or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But absolutely letting him know that you're struggling. Mm-hmm. And if you do think that it is on the teacher, I would talk to somebody else. I don't think, don't tell the teacher that they're doing a bad job, because that's just going to, I don't know, I'm worried that that would almost single you out. Mm-hmm. You know, talk to, like Becky said, a guidance counselor or something like that, and say, I'm struggling with this. I don't know if it's the teacher. I'm really working hard outside of school to do this, but it's just not helping.
Yeah.
And I'm not the only one. Yeah. So is there something that the school can do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that too harsh?
No, I feel like that's good advice. The only thing is, like, the school that I went to, there was only like one professor for chemistry and there was one professor for physics. So like,
yeah.
Hopefully.
So if
it is an option that they,
if they weren't a good teacher, you didn't really have any options.
Yeah.
So did you just have a really good teacher?
No, I think we all just had to tough it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause everyone's learning styles are so different. I remember struggling in chemistry.
Yeah.
Struggling. I went to office hours. Mm-hmm. I watched things on YouTube. And I think this class was curved by the end of it, because like a lot of people were struggling.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was hard.
I don't get what a curve is.
Really?
Yeah, just to take us to a different place. Yeah. What's a curve?
A curve is when...
What's a curve? Everyone's like, it's graded on a curve or it's not graded on a curve. I didn't do any curve grading.
No curve grading.
So, not that I was aware of.
Most grades are between 0 and 100.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. The simplest answer is when something is graded on a curve, nobody has gotten 100.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually when something's graded on a curve, it means that the class was so hard that nobody got 100. And so say the highest score that the smartest person in the class got was an 85. Mm-hmm. Then all of the grades are now between 0 and 85. So if you got an 80 out of 100, it's now graded between 0 and 85. And so an 80 is almost like an A.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so...
And it wasn't the whole class. Sometimes it would be certain exams. Like, okay, that one exam was like really hard. So that's graded on the curve. It wasn't necessarily the entire course.
Yeah. Oh. And so the way that the math works
sometimes
is like from 0 to 100, if you got a 90 out of... So then you got a 90 out of 100, right? But if it's graded on a curve where 100 is now 85, then if you got an 80, then you got an 80 out of 85. And if you divide 80 by 85, I'll do it on my phone right now. 80 divided by 85 is 94. So if it's graded on a curve, then out of 100, you got a 94.
Why do we do these things?
Yeah.
I want to go to Miles' school. Miles is gradeless constructive criticism school.
Yeah. That is what
I think is the best option.
Yeah. Cause I had some super tough classes where a lot of people were struggling and it wasn't graded on the curve. So like, how is it when you go to apply for colleges, like this person's was graded on a curve, these people weren't?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I know. And I think usually it's, teacher's like prerogative to grade on a curve. If the entire class like did not do well, then it's, I don't know. I feel like it's just the nice thing to do to grade on a curve, you know?
But isn't that a reflection that I'm back with Ava? Isn't that a reflection on the teacher?
It is.
The entire class does poorly on something. Something is getting lost in translation here.
And I think that's why teachers decide, like, choose to grade on a curve at that point, because they're like, it's not your fault that, you know, like because you all did poorly, that's an indication to me as your teacher that it's not your fault that there was a question that was too hard or that there was something that I didn't teach you correctly, you know, as a unit. Mm-hmm. And therefore you do not deserve to have like C's across the board. You deserve to have A's across the board because like, it's not on you, you know?
Huh.
That's how I see grading on a curve.
Maybe Ava's class needs to be graded on a curve.
Grading on a curve.
If everyone's doing poorly. I got more questions for Ava.
I need to know about
the rest of the class.
That's the thing, is it's like, if everyone is doing poorly, it should be graded on a curve. But if there's like a group of kids who are understanding it, mm-hmm. and really like, you know, like the teacher is like getting across to them, mm-hmm. then, and it's not the teacher who's doing something wrong. You know? Mm-hmm. And so it's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah.
But also, like, you know, like, what if those kids' parents are physicists and they're learning it at home, you know? Yeah. Or like, maybe it's the kids who are in advanced calculus who are doing really well in physics.
Yeah.
That would totally make sense.
Yeah.
Because physics is all about math.
Yeah.
It's all about math.
Never took physics.
Mm.
No. Never took calculus.
That's probably why you never did.
There was a limit in math and science I had. It's called algebra and chemistry.
Yeah.
We called it a day there.
Those are still tough classes.
No more, no less.
Yeah.
They're really tough classes. I remember it being all about, like, you know, the arc of XYZ. Because, you know, physics is like the movement of objects and stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Sure.
And so you had to...
I believe you.
You know, figure out where the ball is going to hit based on the momentum and the weight of the ball and the velocity and all this sort of stuff. And in order to do that, you need to know the calculus of how to, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, do the arc of a, you know, of X.
Uh-huh.
It's been a long time.
I think Ava needs to drop out of school. She needs to go to a mall, get scouted, and then join a TV show or a movie. That's what Jennifer Lawrence did.
Oh, yeah?
No GED for that girl.
Do you really feel that way?
No, absolutely. Everyone should go to high school. College, we'll talk about later. More of a question mark. But high school, you should probably go to high school.
Yeah.
At least get your GED.
I mean, I think you just got to power through.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Ava, you know, you see something, you got to say something. Go to that guidance counselor, mm-hmm. say, this is what's happening. Have you heard other feedback like this? That's mm-hmm. what I would ask. I would ask, like, are other people saying this to you as well as me? Or am I sort of in the minority here? And maybe that's more indicative of the fact that I should be in a different class or level. Because
mm-hmm.
if she's in physics, they offer lower, you know, science classes.
Mm-hmm.
Schools don't start at physics.
Right. Yeah. There's so many questions. It's like, has the teacher taught it before? You know, if this is their first time, maybe they are struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe like there needs to be some sort of institutional help or something like that. But, you know, if the teacher has taught it before and not everybody is struggling, I don't know. I just don't want you to walk into this, you know, this professor's office hours and be like, you can't teach this.
Did you guys have office hours in high school?
Mm-mm, no.
Okay. I was like, office hours being thrown around a lot here.
No.
These kids have after school or before school.
You could like go to the teacher and be like, I am struggling.
Yeah.
You know? But I just, you know, I don't want you to walk in and tell the teacher that they're doing a bad job. Not for the teacher's sake, but for yours, because that's just going to make your life harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless I talk to a guidance counselor. I think that's what they do. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Essentially, you tell them things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Never really saw a guidance counselor. Maybe with college applications.
Yeah. College applications.
They were like, are you doing it or no?
Right.
I think that was our meeting.
Yeah. Or like, are these goals within reach?
Did your
Margaret?
Seriously. Did your college counselors, did they like kind of gear you towards different schools?
I don't remember. I remember just sitting down and she's like, yep, those are good options for you. Next.
Yeah. That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they probably did more for my friends that went to like East and West Coast schools.
Mm. Oh, really?
But like the majority of people I went to high school with, we all went to the same college or one of, you know, there are many directional Illinois institutions.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So we all went to Northern, Southern, Eastern, or Western.
Right.
Or regular.
Or the middle.
There was the middle.
Or normal.
In normal. Yeah. So I think that's our advice for Ava. talk to a guidance counselor, my dear. I think that's your best bet. Don't go in guns blazing with this teacher. Mm-mm. And you know what? If you need to go into a different class, go into a different class, girl.
Yeah. There are options for you.
There are options. Mm-hmm. You got options.
Like, I know it's hard. Physics is hard, though. You know, there's sometimes you just have to kind of sit and do hard things.
Yeah.
Also, a D is passing, Ava, just so you know.
Yeah. You know,
a D's not failing. A D is passing.
I grew up thinking that a D was like the end of the world, but it is not.
Mm. No.
It is not. Mm. I know it's hard.
There is like a little period. I forget how long that period is when you first start taking a class and you can like gauge whether or not, so you don't have to take a W. Do you remember that?
What's a W?
Take a W.
So if you like passes a certain point,
W stands. High school or college?
I'm getting them mixed up. I'm pretty sure it was high school though.
High school.
Yeah.
Is that like a pass? Like
W
a pass fail?
Stood for withdrawal. So you don't want a W on your report card because then.
And so there's a certain amount of time that like, but it'll say that you dropped the class.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's like there's a certain period. Anyway, you can cut that out.
I think it's useful.
Yeah.
You know, do you guys still have dreams about school and like college and I don't know, classes or passing, failing, dropping a class, missing the homework?
No.
No? Really?
Never. I never think about it.
Not so much about classes, but I sometimes eat lunch at work on the concrete because that's what I used to do all the time in college. And a lot of my coworkers think I'm so weird. And I was like, why?
You're like a gossip girl.
On the
stairs of the Met.
Sitting outside isn't weird.
I know, they're like, why are you sitting on the ground? Or like, why are you sitting on the grass? There's a table. I was like, I don't know. It just is like, it just reminds me. It gives me nostalgia. I think about being in high school again.
Yeah. That's so funny. I still, every once in a while, have like a dream about, I think that the dream that I have the most is it's very, it feels like a very concrete dream. Like something actually happened, but it's where I was enrolled in a class and I never went. And so the teacher, you know, thought I was there. And so I just, because I never showed up, it was like this stain on my record. And it just, it like haunts me to this day. Although thinking back, I don't think that ever happened. Like, I don't think I didn't show up to a class ever.
You never skipped class?
No, I would skip class, but
I was like, whoa.
I did not skip class often. I never skipped class to like sleep.
You never had like a Friday morning 8 a.m. class that you were like, I'm going for
in
the test and only college.
No, like, well, I went to a very small college.
Oh, and so they would have noticed.
So if I wasn't there, they noticed. I was also, you guys.
Were you front of the class, girl?
I feel like you were in the front of the class. Like, they would fucking notice if I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure that that if I didn't show up to a class, my teacher would email me and be like, are you sick?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Where's your smiling face? Yeah,
our major selective classes, we would have been, you know, noticeably missing. But in my lecture classes, sometimes I was in a class with like 200 kids. Yeah. A kid had like a seizure while we were taking a test once. Literally half the class didn't know until EMTs were there.
What?
We were like doing our little thing. And then all of a sudden people were walking by. We're like, whoa, where are they going?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Nobody That's stopped class. Nobody said anything. We're all just like, okay.
That's whoa. Scary.
What's happening here?
Yeah. The biggest class I was ever in was logic. And it had probably, I think the maximum number of people was 40.
Wow.
I took a class called Logic too, but it was like a computer class.
Oh, interesting.
My roommate and I were in the same class. It was pretty cool.
It was
pretty nice. He was pretty good at the class and I wasn't. But it was a computer class, so we got to sit next to each other. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Sometimes you got to do things, get that Bachelor of Science.
No, I hear that. I love that you got a Bachelor of Science.
BS degree, baby.
Hey.
Do you have a BS or a BA?
Yeah, I have a BS.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a BA.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah. Fine arts. Are you arts or fine arts?
That would be a BFA.
Oh.
I think it's just BA.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the difference?
I know. What's the difference? What makes it fine versus not fine?
Some schools don't offer fine art as an option.
And so what's the difference between a Bachelor of Science and a Bachelor of Art?
In Illinois State University, it was the difference of 3 years of a language class or 1 year of two math classes.
Dang.
Wow. So that's why both Keith and I have Bachelor of Science, because our teachers were like, well, you didn't finish your language in high school, because in Illinois you have to take, I think it's like 3 years of language in high school to eliminate a year of language in college. But we both were bad language children and we're like, no, I'm not taking it. So once we got to college, they were like, you can either take 3 years of foreign language, or in your, I think it was like our sophomore year, we got the option of taking two extra math classes.
Mm. What? And so you took the two extra math classes?
So I took the logic class, and then I think I had a different, like, algebra-esque type class.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's how we got our BS degrees in theater.
That is so funny. That is so funny. Yeah. And both you and Keith did the same thing. You took the extra
Most
math.
Of, I would say like 90% of our friends, unless they were foreign language, like a lot of our friends are theater teachers. And so their secondary would be in a foreign language that they could also teach that language. Yeah. If you weren't a language major,
everyone was BS.
No, we were all BS babies.
So I love that. We're BS.
We're BS babies.
Were most of your friends in theater?
Yeah, in college. Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah. Pretty exclusively. I had some comm friends, but like...
What's comm?
Communications.
Oh, okay.
So for broadcasting, I had to do like some stuff with the radio people. And then we also had like a TV station. So I would go to like, it was called TV 10. So I would go to like some... of those calm things.
That's
but you
cool.
know, different strokes for different folks.
And were most of your friends in nursing?
Oh yeah. I think everyone. Because you're just like such a little one, it was like one of the bigger majors at my school. And two, you just congregate together because we are all just dying.
You're just on a path.
Yeah.
You're like, I have one thing to do.
Yeah, I don't have time to talk about other things with other people.
Interesting.
We can only talk about this.
Yes. I know Matt's not here, but where did Matt go to school?
He went to what's it called? Eureka.
Was it Syracuse?
Rochester. He went to like the college that was in Rochester and then went to UCLA for his
Mumba. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it was UCLA.
I think it was USC.
Was it USC?
Mm-hmm.
Spartan.
Mm-hmm.
Are they Spartans?
He was Spartan.
Spartan. Or Trojan.
Trojan.
Maybe they were Trojan, but it was too much. And so they were like, no, we're going to call it the Spartans.
Sparta.
Yeah.
Anybody out there, actually, we should ask YB because she went to USC.
So did Eugene.
Oh, that's right. Der. We should ask them if it's Trojans or Spartans.
It's Trojans. My sister went to USC.
Oh. Yeah. Because I'm like, most of the people who are listening, they're going to be like, really angry that we don't know this.
So sorry, California school children.
Oh, man.
We apologize. Man. Next up, what do we got, Matt?
Yeah, all
enough
right.
about school. Pick another one. Enough about school. School sucks.
Okay. I'm a regular at a local coffee shop. I stop in nearly every day on my lunch break, so I've gotten to know the owners and most of the staff. They're all great, and I usually leave 50% tip. Yesterday I went and there was a girl I didn't recognize behind the counter. I assume she's new. I placed my usual order, medium light roast coffee, black with room. She turns around to pour the coffee and I notice her fill the cup up halfway with the light roast and fills the rest up with the dark roast. She puts the cup in front of me and I ask her why she filled the cup up with dark roast when I ordered light roast. She said they ran out of light roast, so she used the dark roast to top it off. I told her I don't drink dark roast and she responded that it doesn't make a difference because it's all the same and she didn't feel like putting on a new pot because it would take 6 minutes. I told her it's not all the same, which is why it's labeled differently, and I would have waited for the fresh pot or ordered something else. She gave me a what the fuck look and it's industry standard to do that and walk to the back and she didn't come back out again. She sent out another worker I'm friendly with who apologized and got me the correct coffee. I went in today and the owner was there, half jokingly, half seriously, asked why I was causing problems with his employee. I didn't feel comfortable going there anymore and I'm wondering if it really is a standard practice and I was just being an asshole.
No.
I don't think you were being an asshole. I think there are a lot of weird stuff going on at this coffee shop.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Miles is laughing because Miles has worked in a coffee shop.
Our resident barista.
Miles, would you like to weigh in?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Is it industry standard?
I think that at a coffee shop, 90% of the time, people know what they order, but they don't recognize it when they drink it. So that being said, I think that if I gave each of you a dark roast and I said that it was light roast, you would not have a problem with it.
Yeah.
If you didn't see what was different.
Uh-huh. Right.
Also, the difference between dark roast and light roast can be very, very mild, or it can be very, very extreme depending on the coffee. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a rush, then yeah, I would have totally done that.
Yeah.
Been like, oh, you ordered a coffee. They said dark roast, but whatever. Mm-hmm. And moved it
but
on.
But don't
through.
Let them see you.
No, you got to be discreet about it. And also, if they were to be like, oh, did you just give me the other one? I would fold immediately.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that, like,
I'd be like
that
oh,
you were that particular.
Exactly, right. Yeah. So it'd be like, oh, sorry, we're in a rush. But yeah, I can wait for it if you go off to the side.
Yeah.
But it seems like she...
seems like okay. She's like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
It's the same difference. Drink your coffee, bitch.
Okay, like, seriously?
Yeah.
I like that makes me so mad because I drink black coffee and like it's a very easy order. It's a fucking easy order. You're not having to make anything, right?
Right.
There's like coffee. It's not like if it's a pot, it's not like it's pour over where there's somebody standing there making a pour over for you.
Mm. Here's a question I have, and I can see you're fired up, and I love that.
I am.
Is this the type of thing that you would let yourself get fired up about in the morning? Is it worth it to you?
Yeah. I would not. Okay. Here we go.
Do you know what
I'm
saying? Like, it's like, because obviously it's annoying.
Yeah.
But would you let it fire you up? Or would you be like, you know what? I'm going to, because of how it affects your day.
I would... I want to hear what you guys think too, because Becky, I know you drink black coffee too.
I do, yeah. And I've worked in customers, you know,
right,
of course,
exactly.
With food and beverage. So I have two varying opinions on this.
Like this woman is a regular at this coffee shop. She likes this coffee shop. This is a new girl who like, you know, doesn't know her. I get it. Mm-hmm. She orders, sounds like the same thing every day, light roast coffee. And she was specific about the light roast coffee. Right? Uh-huh. I get it. You're working behind the counter. You're rushing. It's fine. Like, and you do your coffee magic because you don't have enough light roast coffee.
Uh-huh.
Right? The second that customer tells you that you got their order wrong, you say, I'm so sorry.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. You're in a rush, but like, you don't bitch what the fuck this person. You know, like it doesn't matter if you're in a rush. Like she ordered light coffee and you gave her dark coffee.
Yeah.
I think the customer service failing that I'm seeing here from someone who has trained people on food and beverage is she doubled down in the wrong moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when she could have done it, the way that I would have seen it going in my head where I'm like, okay, I could see how this could happen. She pours it, she hands it to her. The girl who's a regular says, hey, you know, usually I just get, why did you put the dark roast on top? I usually just get light roast. Incorrectly, she doubled down and said it's exactly the same. What I think would have been a better approach is to say, that was actually the end of the pot on our light roast. I can make you another one. It's going to take about 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. When I drink coffee, as you know, as a coffee drinker myself, mm-hmm. I find I can't tell the difference between a little bit of dark roast being added into my light roast coffee.
Big so there you tip
go.
For Becky.
There you go.
50%. Big tip for Becky.
Now I'm coming back. Now I'm coming back every day. I love this coffee shop. I love this new person at the coffee shop. You know, I fucking love this coffee shop. 50% tip.
Yeah. You know, I think it's the double down is what got her is saying, doing the thing that was, you know, even if it is industry standard, she did it in front of her, which I'm like, if you're going to
gotta hide it.
Look, I've given people half regular, half decaf before because we're
absolutely.
I've given people straight decaf when we were out of regular.
I've given terrible people decaf all day.
I'm sorry. If you're mean to your server and you ask for coffee, you're not getting caffeine.
It's $3. I'm just gonna get a license to be an asshole. You're getting decaf.
100%. 100%. But you do it where they can't see you.
Absolutely.
So if, if you get caught doing a 50-50 kind of thing, just say, find a way to make it about you and not about the customer being
stupid.
Or making them feel stupid.
Making them feel dumb. Like she clearly, like that's exactly what's going on here is that this server made the customer feel like they were stupid.
Yeah.
You know, and she like, also,
and maybe if she explained it to her, like why she did it and why she, like when she tasted it's the same, maybe she would have been okay with that and been like, oh, okay. And then my next coffee.
Or been like, here, why don't you try this if it doesn't taste the way you like it to? Because she also said black with room, where I'm like,
deep
in. Okay, so you're putting cream or milk in it.
Right.
I would have maybe lied. I would have maybe lied about the labels.
Yeah.
And said that, no, that says dark roast, but it's light roast.
Yeah. I would have just been
like. To the customer.
Because if you're putting cream or milk in it, she's not drinking black coffee. She's nothing in it.
Because this actually it now gets a little bit into like our coffee orders. You know, like we're talking about coffee now. And you don't think that this woman would have like she orders the same thing every day. She orders the light roast from this place. If she's drinking that light roast every day, I would notice.
If you're putting cream
in it. If you put cream in it.
No, I don't know. I don't think there's any way. But maybe, you know, like maybe she's the type of person that takes a couple sips just to have like the hit of black coffee and then puts it in so she can sip the rest of the coffee with her milk.
That's true. Or maybe she doesn't she just asks for the room so that it's not filled up to the top. Maybe she's like.
So that it sloshes around. Yeah.
I don't know. I make a lot of excuses for this girl saying she likes black coffee.
This woman wakes up looking for order and control.
Some people do.
She's on the verge. She's shaking.
Wow.
And also, like, why do you go to why are you going to a coffee shop to get black coffee?
Yeah.
She's particular about her fucking coffee.
It's just fucking coffee.
Oh my God.
I think it's not just fucking coffee.
It's so much
life
than
or
that.
Death. My second question for the exchange that went on. The owner the next day is like, I hear you're making things difficult for my staff. Oh. It sounds like one part of the conversation is missing here because the way the story was relayed from the girl who gave you your half and half order and the other employee who came out and apologized collectively said something in a half serious, half joking way about your disdain for the 50-50 drink. So I'm like, was the person who wrote in maybe not as kind as they could have been when they felt duped?
I'm guessing yes.
You know?
Yeah. It's a thread called Am I the Asshole? So my hunch is that
maybe they didn't step forward with kindness. Maybe they stepped forward with because she also made a point to say like, I come in all the time. I know the owner. I know all the staff. And there was this new girl and like, I'm sorry, but again, as someone who's given people food and drink, I don't give a fuck who you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when you are working and you're like, I'm just trying to get through my day.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just trying to get your coffee out as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Like,
I know
how do
you
I know
have
that you
one,
are the
person.
One person that's going to notice that I put at like 25% dark roast in your coffee.
Yeah. I need more information. I need to see the security footage played back. I need to see it played back.
Okay, so
video attached.
So how would your let's play this out, all right?
We're role playing.
Becky, you are the server and I am at I am the particular coffee connoisseur.
Okay.
Hi,
welcome to coffee shop.
Oh yeah, hi. How are you? Are you new? Because I like know everybody here.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I've been working here like a couple months now.
Okay, great.
Maybe we're on opposite schedules though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's great
to
meet
you. Let's pause. You're off on the worst foot possible. Continue.
Strike one. Yeah, Miles, take points.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. Can I get a light roast coffee with room, please?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Let me just. Boop, 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 boop. Ah, here you go. That's going to be $5.
Yeah. I actually saw that you put dark roast in there. What the fuck?
Oh, so sorry. You know what? We just have it labeled dark roast, but it was just overflow of the light roast.
Mm. Okay. Because I come here all the time and I know that that is dark roast. And I ordered light roast.
Okay. You know what? Do you want to try it first? And then if you hate it, I'll toss it. I'll make you a new pot. It'll take about 6 minutes. Is that okay?
I'm like really fired up that you lied to me and, and that you just assumed that I would be okay with that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm not, I come here every fucking day.
Ma'am, I totally understand where your frustration is coming from. Did you know that Russia is currently invading the Ukraine?
I'll wait for the coffee. Do you-
Wow. And scene.
And scene.
And scene.
Wow. I think that it really almost brought me flashbacks to my barista days. If a customer accused me of lying to them, even if it was true, I'd just be like, this person's crazy. This person's crazy.
100%. Even if I was caught in it, I'd be like, psycho.
You're crazy.
You're psycho.
You're lying to me. I work at a coffee shop.
Well, okay, so at that point, that's you probably would have done exactly what the person behind what this person behind the counter did, which is go to the back and get another person.
Yeah.
So that might be exactly how it went.
Yeah, I think there was maybe a little lost in translation in between the telling that we saw on Am I the Asshole and
what actually
occurred. I think maybe you were, in fact, a little bit of an asshole. Uh-huh. And I also think, you know, don't double down. Don't double down. That's like life advice, though, I think. It's like, don't double down. Unless you're... Yeah. I think for me, it would depend on the tip. Mm. Like, is this meal already at $500 or is this a $10 meal?
Interesting.
In which case, you're getting real short replies. Mm. You know what I mean?
And just, so if it...
You're not getting anything extra when you're mean.
Yeah. So if the potential tip is worth the like kind of swallowing it.
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. 100%. Do you ever watch Entourage back in the day?
I watched a little bit of Entourage. Mm. Why? What's the story there?
Do you know the guy, Jeremy Piven's character is like a very scary character based on Ari Emanuel, who's the brother of Rahm Emanuel, who's the mayor of Chicago for a long time. He is a terrifying man. He is... scarier than TV makes him look. Uh-huh. And I waited on a bunch and he was so mean and so scary. But when I tell you that man dropped money
really?
At the end of the bill, 100%.
Wow.
I just mentally prepared. I was like, okay, I'm going to get screamed at. It's going to happen. But at the end of this, $100. $100. It was my own personal Squid Game. I was like, what? Or like boiling points. You're like, how high can my threshold be?
Dang.
Wow. When I know $100 cash is going in there consistent.
Wow.
So I think that's where it is. And you know, for Coffee Girl, your shoe's looking at, you know, $2 tip.
Yeah.
I could see how her threshold would be low. Mm-hmm. All right. So I think we've decided there's like a little bit of asshole in everyone in today's society.
When it comes to your coffee, you might be a little bit of an asshole.
Sorry. Sorry. Okay. Rainey has come up with a very adorable game that is also on Hot Ones, inspired by the Hot Ones, where they show a picture from Instagram and you kind of have to explain like what was going on, what was happening that moment. So Rainey was deep diving our grams.
You're up.
I'm up. Okay, so this is one of my Instagram pictures.
This is from March 24th of 2016.
Rainey, you went far. 2016.
Yes.
Okay. Bex was 26 at the time.
You are wearing a cat t-shirt with an eye patch. You're holding a bag of cheddar ruffles. You have a beard and a beanie. And BuzzFeed sweatpants.
Oh, nice BuzzFeed sweatpants. That's good catch. Is this Becky? Maggie, does this look like Rebecca?
I had to zoom in. Those are her eyes. Those are her little eyeballs.
You're so right. I did not recognize you. I actually did not recognize you in this photo.
Shout out to Makeup by Mev. So we were doing our beard final in makeup school. It was all women in my class. So we had to do beards on each other. So this was makeup done on me by my friend Mev. And I think we were going for couch potato. I made her a tree person because there was someone in the news that was like in a tree for a couple weeks.
Oh, I remember that headline.
And so I made her tree person and then I was a couch potato. So that was where our inspiration came from. And the shirt was a Christmas present from Keith's brother.
Oh my God.
And then, some old BuzzFeed pants. But yeah, that was my makeup school beard final.
That's so funny.
So funny.
I would not have recognized you if you hadn't told me that this was Becky.
You're giving me real
good makeup.
Like,
good makeup.
Toy Story Owl.
Yeah.
Vibes.
Yeah. Also, your eyebrows are.
Mwah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, whenever people do my eyebrows in the world, they come out a little crazier than I tend to do them. But I was a couch potato, man. Couch potato's got good eyebrows. Yeah.
This is so funny. Do you still have this shirt?
No, I think we donated it.
No, this shirt's amazing.
I think we donated it. Yep.
And I love that the shirt is covered in crumbs.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Look,
we committed. Being, in character was part of your grade. Yeah. So.
And you definitely have a pillow under there.
Yep.
It's like, I don't remember your boobs being that big.
No. Not that big. But yeah, I had a pillow and I think maybe like a backpack or something.
Mm.
Huh. Yeah, it was couch potato vibes. This one, Margaret, is looking very sad. It's February 8th, 2013.
Oh, dang.
She has about 15 blankets on, wrapped up to her ears. A side part or a pixie cut. Part. We don't know. And she looks sad.
And I look sad.
Why were you so sad, Marguerite?
What's the caption on this?
When the heater breaks, ..
Oh my gosh. I was super sad. That was like 2 weeks. What month is it?
February.
Oh yeah. So it was chilly. It was at my childhood home.
I was going to say, there's a lot of wood in the background. This looks like...
This is in California.
It's in California in February. I'm so dramatic.
Like a Spanish-style house.
I'm so dramatic. I think those are Costco blankets. Those are my favorite Costco blankets.
They're so soft.
They look very soft.
They're very big, but I'm very dramatic when I get cold.
I like the blurs, the sort of portrait mode that you have. Oh, yeah.
That was OG. Yeah. Instagram filters where like you could... Like focalize one point and then make it really blurry in the other. I was having fun.
I love it. Fun. You look like your sister here.
Do I?
Yeah, you do.
My younger sister. Yeah.
Yeah. When the heater breaks, baby. All right, coming in hot is going to be Ariel.
Oh, pfft. What is it?
Oh my God.
We have a young Nedward and a young Ariel dressed in German garb
with
some steins.
Steins of beer, October 14th, 2015.
That sounds about right.
The caption, Ned and I got invited to a costume party this year for Halloween. Any ideas? We generally like to rock couples costumes, like this one from 2 years ago.
Oh my God.
Ariel, so you are, I see you guys were going as... Germans? Were you going as...
we were going as like Oktoberfest.
Attendees.
And you have
gotcha.
Falsy lashes going on.
Do I?
And a red, like, rosy lip.
Oh, yeah. A little bustier. We see some Tata action.
Excellent. Yes. Mm-hmm. I do remember
this
photo.
What did you end up being? Did you get any good... This has 254 comments.
This was
from
when...
2015.
So what were you the following?
What was I? What were we? I think...
Reach back into your
salt
brain.
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. Cute.
Salt and pepper. Yeah. Oh, that's a cute couple's costume.
It was a good, and we had a friend who was sriracha.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Wait, I think I remember that was like a sex Halloween party.
That feels right. Yeah, yeah, does that sound like 2015?
Yeah.
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 But I remember this one just being a really fun photo and me being like, I didn't have Instagram when I took this photo, so I'm posting it now.
Oh, the true latergram.
Yeah, it was a true latergram. I don't know. Is it... yeah, well, with that.
What is it?
Oh, this is a really cute photo.
Wow, I would have been starstruck this day. All right, so it's a photo of you and Keith back in March 23rd, 2018. You our guys are side by side with the cutest little chubbalub in your arms.
Is it Doug the Pug?
Mr. Yes. Doug the Pug.
Amazing side part.
Yes. Okay, wait. This one actually does have a good story attached to it. I was obsessed with Doug the Pug. Like, followed this dog all over the internet.
Yeah, I never got to meet Doug the
Pug. Roughly in this same, it had to have been like within a couple weeks or a couple months of Keith telling me that Doug the Pug was going to be at BuzzFeed.
Well,
was when Shawn Mendes was at BuzzFeed.
No.
And I was not a Shawn Mendes fan. And to this day, Keith is like, you literally asked to get cut from work early. I left my sermon job early. I was like, I have to go. There's a dog that I need to meet. I parked in like a fire hydrant. I was like, I'm just going to do it. I was like, if I get a ticket, I get a ticket. If I get towed, I get towed. But I had like 15 minutes to meet Doug the Pug. And I did. And I got to hold him and I met his owner. She's a very sweet gal from Nashville.
That is so cute.
They were so cute. But to this day, Keith always makes fun of me.
I know. This is a really, really good
seeing Doug the Pug over Shawn Mendes. Because he was like, you could come and meet Shawn Mendes if you want. And I was like, eh.
Let me Doug the Pug instead.
Like, I'm good.
Did it live up to your excitement?
Yes, he was such a good boy. He was so chunky and he was so tired. He had just done their, like, I think they did like a boy band video with Doug the Pug being in the boy band.
That is so cute.
He was so soft and so fat. And just, oh, you just held him in your arms. He was such a smoosh. I loved him.
Did it make you want a pupper?
I mean, I'd always wanted dogs until all my friends got dogs. So yeah. And then I was like, too much work. But Doug, I think Doug seems like an easy dog.
Yeah,
he's like very well trained too. Like he, I think he was the ring bearer at their wedding.
Pugs are really good family dogs. They're very sweet.
Such an angel. Doug. Okay. This next one's going to be Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, we've got Maggie. She did a little a home DIY.
Oh, yeah.
Where, again, our side part is here. It is thriving and surviving. And you have a wood plank
with
some glass jars on it.
This was
what were you making?
Deep in my Pinterest age. Deep. So I made these like little three containers that I hung in my bathroom. And I put like little cotton swabs in one. Little cotton rounds in the next one.
I love it.
And I used it for like years on end. It went from me from apartment to apartment.
You look so cute here. Your shorts are like ruffly and adorable.
I was so proud of myself.
And are you?
It looks good.
I used a power drill.
Are you in?
Yeah, where are you? Like
some sort of a.
Looks like you're in
like a wood shop.
I honestly don't remember. I think I was with my dad somewhere and we got the wood plank. It was just a scrap from somewhere.
Huh. I also love
and we used hose ties. I remember that.
Oh, that's smart. Uh-huh. That's a smart DIY.
Uh-huh.
The that you're like hee hee emoji.
So proud.
I get a little too excited about home projects. Hee hee
hee
hee. It's so cute. Did it come with you to your house?
No.
Did it find a new owner?
I had to find a new owner for it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. May it rest in peace.
I think I used it for like 4 years. It was good. It was like a little space saver too, because I didn't want to have too many jars on my bathroom vanity. Because, you know, apartment vanities are like very small. You just got a sink.
Teensy.
And like room for like maybe a cup or two.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Space saver.
Love
it.
You're so cute.
You guys are both so cute.
Thanks.
I feel like looking at these old photos, you look so young and beautiful.
I know. So little.
We're so young.
Mm-hmm. One more Ariel.
Oh, here we are. This is the Ariel we know and love.
Oh my God.
Deep in a clothing closet?
Yeah, she's... Are you in Santee? Well, let's see. Really digging deep in downtown LA fashion district.
Ooh. Hashtag love my job.
I was looking for upholstery fabric.
Wow. Oh, yeah. You have a really big side bag with you. It looks always. Like a white leather bag, which is very chic.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. And I think you're wearing a Canadian tuxedo.
I know. You're double denim-y.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even own a Canadian tuxedo. What is this?
It and is.
When you're
with it was your jacket.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a ton of fabric around you. There's some ladders. Who were you with? What were you doing?
I must have been with my sister.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we were probably looking for fabric for pillows or like to recover chairs or something, like vintage chairs that we would get from the flea market.
Cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Downtown LA. Great place mm-hmm. to find fabric, you guys. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, you can get super cheap fabric down there.
Mm-hmm. You guys have to join forces and do like a fabric like DIY. Wall yeah. with like jars on it.
Whoa.
Put it on a wall, save so much space. And you can sell it on Etsy.
So true.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be our next merch. You know?
Yeah.
That'll be our next merch drop.
Come let us do your wall.
Yeah. Yeah. Come let us DIY with you. Well, guys, here we are again at the end of another beautiful episode. We've done it. We loved your audience questions. Thank you for updating us on Honk. It was fun to deep dive our Instagrams with you. Leave a comment below and let us know if that person with the coffee was the asshole or not. And if you have any advice for our friend who is struggling with her physics teacher. Mm-hmm. You have any advice you want? Any teachers?
Any teachers out there?
Teachers, sound off on what you would want a student to do if
physics
they were
teachers.
In that situation.
It's a hard subject. What advice do you have for this person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But until next time, make sure you're washing your hands, wearing your mask, getting boosted, doing all the safe stuff, peeing after sex.
Got it.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.